A great spot to be, because during this half hour, we're going to have another direct report on the progress of Bob Hope's Desert Classic Golf Tournament out in California. And in just a couple of minutes, it's an old play-by-play buddy of mine, Ernie Harwell. He's the voice of the Detroit Tigers. Well, he's going to surprise you when he tells you about his hobby. Don't try to guess. You'll never guess, I'm telling you. First order of business, though, monitor music, and this one's not only new, it's a monitor pick of the week as well. The Association, Just About the Same.
Now that you think that the end is worth knowing, back to the start is where you want to go. Hey, everybody is just about to say, just about to say.
Harwell is an old friend and a pretty talented guy. He's a writer for the Football News. He's a songwriter. He's a play-by-play man. He's done World Series, All-Star Games. Did a great piece about the Game for All America, which is in Cooperstown. But his big, I would say his main job is still being the voice of the Detroit Tigers. But he's got something else going for him, and I may have tipped it off a little bit. Songwriting. For the whole story, though, Ernie talks with Monitor reporter Joel Grady in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Ernie Harwell, do any of your Tiger teammates kid you off the field about your songwriting abilities?
Well, a good bit, because Denny McLean, you know, is quite a musician. He's an organist and appears in Las Vegas and other spots. Mickey Lolich has appeared out there in Las Vegas. And we've got a lot of fellows who are music-minded. Norman Cash is another one, so I get quite a bit of ribbing.
How far back in your career does this songwriting hobby go? Is it something you did before you were a broadcaster?
Oh, no. I started it, Joe, only about 3 or 4 years ago. And it's been a wonderful hobby, I think. I've met a lot of great people. And traveling around the big cities of the country, I've been able to get into the local Tin Pan Alley, you know, and meet these guys. And I've made a lot of friends in the music business.
You made a few enemies a few years ago, I recall, Ernie, when you introduced a young man who is now considered one of the most popular singers in the country, one of the most acceptable to all age levels, but at the time you brought Jose Feliciano to the ballpark for the Star-Spangled Banner, there was a lot of controversy.
Oh, you're not kidding about that, Joe. And I got a lot of letters that should have been in asbestos envelopes, I think. But we had a lot of good comments, too. And I think generally just about everybody in the country split down the middle on the Jose Feliciano controversy. But I'll say this for Jose. He's a very sincere young man, and whether you agree with his rendition of the national anthem or not, you have to know that he did it in a sincere way.
Well, now, some of your songs, at least the one that I have heard recently, has been getting a fair amount of airplay in the Florida area. You wrote this one with a young man named Chuck Boris.
And Chuck recorded it on Enterprise labels, and I think did a great job. It's called Talking Back to Echoes.
What is the song? Is it in the pop medium, the rock?
It's sort of a pop country song, I'd say, Joe. A little nostalgia, sort of a Glenn Campbell type of song.
You think maybe we could get Joe Garagiola to play it here on monitor?
Well, that'd be wonderful if he would.
Ernie Harwell, thank you very much for joining us here on Monitor. Good luck with the Tigers and your broadcasting this spring and summer, and I hope your songwriting enterprise turns out to be a great one.
Thank you, Joe.
My thanks to both of you, and listen, I'm delighted to play Ernie's latest song, just so I don't have to sing it. Chuck Boris is going to sing it, and the title, as Ernie said, Talking Back to Echoes.
I'm talking back to echoes. Stumbling over memories, hoping you'll come back someday and say it never happened. Sunlight fail and weeks draining through the street of dusty windows. You told me, baby, when you hold me, I'm talking back to echoes, and stumbling over memories, hoping you come back someday and say it never happened. Broken tabletop, you broke it when I chased you, and you dropped your coffee pot. Well, now it leans against the wall, and I recall mornings that we shared.
A popular song written by baseball broadcaster Ernie Harwell. He's the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Tigers. And it sounded good, Ernie. More of the best music sound around, plus increasing suspense in that final round of the Bob Hope Desert Classic Golf Tournament. This and more coming up, so stay on the monitor beacon. This is Joe Garagiola with Sports Minded Monitor.
Stay right here on the air.
And now Monitor Sports, and after a six-second pause for switching, we'll have a live report from the Bob Hope Desert Classic at Palm Desert, California.
Here we go.
This is Frank Dill, and the leaders in this tournament are now playing the back nine here at La Quinta Country Club. The weather continues to be perfect for golf. Not quite as hot as yesterday. It's about 80 degrees. Larry Ziegler has a one-stroke lead over Bruce Devlin of Australia. Ziegler is 19 under through the tournament for 11 holes today. Bruce Devlin is 18 under through 12 holes. In third place, Larry Hinson at 15 under with a fine 35 in the front nine today, and he has played through 11 holes, four strokes off the pace. In fourth place, 12 under par, Arnold Palmer through 11 holes. In fifth place at 11 under is Gene Littler through 15 holes today. The biggest gallery is following the final threesome on the course. That would be Arnold Palmer, Larry Ziegler, and 24-year-old Larry Hinson. I talked to Hinson earlier today.
Larry, as a young professional on the tour, you've got a very interesting day ahead of you today, and I suppose, being your age, at one time you sat back and watched those armies of Arnold Palmer on television, didn't you?
Many times, I really have.
And here you are part of it today. How's it feel?
Well, I'm just thrilled to death to be playing with Arnold today, but probably being one of his army right now, I think I'm one of Larry's fans right now.
Sure. You're pulling for yourself, obviously. Where are you from, Larry?
Douglas, Georgia.
And how long now have you been on the tour?
This April, I'll be on 2 years. This will be my second year.
And you won the New Orleans Open, didn't you?
Yes, I won that on my anniversary on the tour. I'd started in that previous tournament 1 year ago the day I won it, so I was happy with that.
You've played fine golf for 4 days here today. And you, last time you saw La Quinta, you just tore this place up.
Well, Frank, I putted real well. I don't know whether I tore it up as far as hitting it from tee to green, but I'm really looking forward to playing the course today, and I sure hope it treats me as well on the greens as it has.
Larry Hinson, and the young man is hand.
You buy me a ring, we'll hire a band with an accordion, a violin, and a tenor who can't sing. You and me, baby. You and me, baby. You and me, baby. You and me, baby. We'll have a kiss. Maybe we'll rent one. He's got to be straight. We don't want to bend one. He'll drink his baby brew from a big brass cup. Someday he may be president. Things loosen up. Watching the late show by the fire. When our kids are grown with kids their own, they'll send us away to a little home in Florida. We'll play checkers in the sun, playing checkers can be fun.
sent you that Valentine is named Lee. Peggy Lee. Next, the Monitor News feature. A summit strategy conference continues in Cairo in the wake of some of the worst fighting since the start of the war in the Middle East. And for our report, here's Mark Schleffler in Beirut.
The leading pro-Egyptian newspaper in Beirut claimed today that the Arab heads of state meeting in Cairo at the confrontation summit have decided to secure 800-mile range ground-to-ground rockets capable of striking targets within Israel from any of the Arab fronts. Even if this still unconfirmed report turns out to be a case of overenthusiastic speculation, it is profoundly significant as a barometer of official Arab and particularly Egyptian desperation. In the past few weeks, Israeli aircraft have struck at targets on the outskirts of Cairo. To the Arab public, the answer is obvious. Arab aircraft must strike back at Israeli cities. And so the Arab leaders seem trapped on the tightrope of their own basic position since the June 1967 war, to reject the unconditional peace talks demanded by Israel as the price for the return of some of the Arab territory lost in June 1967, but not to do anything that would close the door to an indirect settlement assuring the return of all of their lost territory. The recent American peace plan appealed to most Arab leaders and irritated the Israelis because the U.S. proposals seemed to hold out some hope of just such an indirect settlement. Western diplomats here believe that the Israeli airstrikes near Cairo in the weeks leading up to this summit meeting were intended only to embarrass and thus harden the Arab stand sufficiently to prevent open Arab endorsement of the American peace plan. But this time, the Israelis may have put the Arab leaders into such a corner that no one can now predict the consequences. Mark Schleifer for NBC News, Beirut.
For any further developments on this story and all breaking news every weekend, always stay tuned to Monitor. February is American Heart Month. Now, everybody's got it. But some people have it to a higher degree than is good for their health. Probably wondering, what am I talking about? Well, blood pressure. Sure, it's what keeps our blood circulating, but if your blood pressure is consistently high, that's not healthy. Now, the medical word for it is hypertension, and it can set up a heart attack or a stroke. So guard against hypertension by seeing your doctor regularly. And one more thing. Since this is February, American Heart Month, and this word is about your heart, please remember to give whatever you can to the Heart Fund this month. Give so more will live. Thank you. Orchestra playing on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Nothing secret about Monitor, and we're happy to be of service every weekend everywhere. For instance, to find us in the central bluegrass area of Kentucky, just dial 630 WLAP Lexington. Wherever you are right now, a couple of words from your station, and we'll be back. My name, Joe Garagiola.
What's a redesigned vegetable? Something like a square tomato? Well, Monitor's top banana, Frank Blair, tells you all about it, coming up on NBC Radio.
NBC 1970. Ba, 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 ba.
Sunday, February 8th, Monitor Radio. My name, Joe Garagiola. See, did you ever hear of a tomato shaped like a cucumber? Now, don't go away, because you're in for some real surprises when Frank Blair talks with his guest in a couple of minutes. The subject, get this now, how to custom design vegetables. Honest, I'm not kidding, and there's a very good reason why. No more hints, that's it. Instead, Monitor music and a brand new one by the Cufflinks, Run, Sally, Run.
Run, Sally, run. Gotta put your mind together. Run, Sally, run. Run away. Run, run, Sally, run.
Run, Sally, run.
No one ever cared about you. Run, Sally, run. Run away.
Next on Monitor, Frank Blair for the American Trucking Associations with the latest word on redesigned vegetables. Frank and his guest in just a moment.
The trucks you see on the highways have a great responsibility helping carry 3 out of every 4 tons of all freight hauled. If they are to meet that responsibility, they'll need your understanding of the need for more efficient trucks for America to grow on. Better understanding, that's what we're driving for.
That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for.
We'll get the latest word on how today's vegetables are being redesigned from our guest, Dr. Raymond E. Webb. Dr. Webb is with the Crops Research Division of the United States Department of Agriculture. Dr. Webb, I've realized that Americans have become most sophisticated in their eating habits, but does this mean that we must now redesign our vegetables?
Yes, this is due to the fact that we must harvest these vegetables by machine, and our present vegetable types are not adapted to harvesting by machine.
Well, now, what vegetables are being redesigned today?
Well, I think a classical example is the tomato. We're redesigning cucumbers, cantaloupes, peppers, lettuce, or any number, radishes, most of the vegetables that require a lot of hand labor, and we're being very successful.
Well, how do you go about redesigning a vegetable? Could you grow a square tomato or a pink tomato with purple stripes or something?
Now, I think that if we need a square tomato, we can develop one, or one with the purple stripes that you're talking about. In fact, there are some color variations as far as tomatoes are concerned in our world markets today. We can do most anything that we would like to using the science of genetics, pathology, physiology, and agricultural engineering.
What will this redesign do to the taste of the tomato?
Well, it's going to improve it. The vines are smaller. The plant statue is small relative to what we think of tomato vines or cucumber vines or even fruit trees, certain fruit trees. They're much smaller compared to what we think of them at now. They produce just as heavily, and I think the quality, the eye appeal, and also the flavor will be improved over what it is today.
I wonder if you could speculate about the future of vegetables. How might vegetables in the far future differ from vegetables we find in our supermarkets today?
Now, we have come to a tomato that is shaped like an egg is our principal tomato today. This past year, there were some 5 million tons of that tomato harvested. Now, we're going from a egg-shaped tomato into a long tomato, one about an inch and a half in diameter and up to 6 inches in length. Now that
shaped
means
like,
that
like a cucumber?
Somewhat like a cucumber or a cigar, right.
Mm-hmm.
And it has several uses. It'll be firm that when it's processed, it reconstitutes to almost a fresh flavor. You can slice it crossways for any number of products or use in any number of products, or you can slice it long ways for gourmet salads and other specialty items.
Mm-hmm.
So just what the future holds, I think, is really what the industry demands, the consumer will demand.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Dr. Raymond E. Webb of the United States Department of Agriculture. And this is Frank Blair for Monitor. And now this word for the American Trucking Associations.
That's what trucks are driving for.
The miracle of American agriculture has made us the best-fed country in history and the envy of a hungry world. And some of the most recent developments indicate that that miracle may have only just begun. America's trucking industry is proud of the part we have played in the story of plenty because our relationship with the farmer has always been a very special one. Only trucks can bring him feed and seed. Only trucks can haul away his produce of fresh milk, meat, fruits and vegetables. Whatever the future holds in store, trucks will still be working to make it happen down on the farm. Better service. That's what we're driving.
That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for.
Next week on Monitor, the American Trucking Associations again present Frank Blair, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Tomorrow, California comes to Gimbel's, New York, a two-week store-wide celebration brought to you by Gimbel's and the California Bicentennial Celebration Commission and American Airlines. Tomorrow at Gimbel's, New York, see a big Broadway show in the sixth-floor auditorium. It's American Airlines California Fashion Extravaganza with films, music, Gimbel's fashions, and celebrity Florence Henderson in person at 1 p.m. See the show presented again at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Gimbel's, New York. Also see the Pasadena Rose Bowl Queen in person. See designs of floats in the Rose Bowl Parade. Tomorrow at Gimbel's, New York, see Mad About Movies, Universal Studios Tour of Movieland. Tomorrow at Gimbel's, New York, a store-wide celebration brought to you by Gimbel's and the California Bicentennial Celebration Commission and American Airlines. See the sights of California at Gimbel's, New York tomorrow. The temperature at the moment is 37 degrees.
WNBC New York.
When you get a headache, does the tablet you take give you all the relief you need? Does it relieve the pain with its nervous tension and feelings of depression? No? Then you should try Anacin tablets.
Anacin is a special fortified formula that contains the strong pain relief medication doctors recommend most for headaches.
Minutes after taking Anacin, headache goes. Its nervous tension and depression go. You feel relaxed.
Remember, Anacin gives you all the relief your headache should need.
Hemorrhoid sufferers, don't think you are alone. There are millions, yes, millions of other people who suffer this painful distress too. But fortunately, several outstanding doctors have found that Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids, except in severe or persistent cases. Yes, tests on hundreds of patients prove this so in most cases. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
To live for today and to love for tomorrow is the wisdom of a fool. Because tomorrow has promised to no one. You see, love is that wonderful thing that the whole wide world needs plenty of. And if you think for 1 minute that you can live without it, then you're only fooling yourself. Listen, please. I'd like to tell you something that happened to me just the other day. I awakened this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes. Now they're gone. And I look at my life. It was barren and so bare. Without love, I had nothing, nothing at all.
Jones, I wonder how he really feels. We got to get him out of his shell. We just got to...
This is it.
Monitor's pick of the week.
And it's called Brighton Hill, and you'll hear it from Jackie DeShannon right after this from Learjet Stereo 8.
Turn your front seat into a box seat at the concert of your choice. All you need is a Learjet Stereo 8 unit for your car. Learjet Stereo 8 lets your ears enjoy big, brilliant, full-dimensional stereophonic sound. Listen to up to an hour and 20 minutes of uninterrupted music on each cartridge. You never have to touch the tape, and you get the kind of Lear quality that your ears deserve. So throw a party for your ears with a Learjet Stereo 8 car unit.
And now that monitor pick of the week, Jackie DeShannon sings Brighton Hill.
Brighton Hill, where the sky changes its color, hopes are high. There's no other place I'd rather be. Find
kind of a personal story in one sense, but I have a special reason for telling it to you. Now, it goes back to the days when I was still a catcher, and it concerns a man whose image may not have been quite accurate. During the late stages of the 1954 season, I was on the roster of the Chicago Cubs. Now, having already played with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates, I didn't really know where I was apt to wind up my career. Now, the only place that I had really eliminated was Cooperstown. There had been some encouragement for me to think about broadcasting, and I was interested. As a result, I told the Chicago club that I planned to retire at the end of the season. And somehow, and I still can't understand it, they managed to fight back the tears. Well, then shortly after the 1st of September, I got a real jolt. I had been traded again, this time to the New York Giants. Now, I had passed the stage where a trade itself jolted me, but I had let the Cubs know that I wasn't going to play the following year. And for the Giants to make a deal for me in September indicated that nobody had told them about my plans. I went to New York, but the whole situation bothered me. I just had the feeling that I was in a bad situation and I wanted to get out of it. So I explained the problem to an old friend, Toots Shore. And Toots grabbed the phone right away and he called the Giants owner, Horace Stoneham. Toots and I went to Mr. Stoneham's apartment, and as I told my story, I became aware that it was all news to the Giant organization. The next phone call was from Mr. Stoneham to Commissioner Ford Frick, requesting a hearing in the case of Joe Garagiola. 3 days before, I was sitting comfortably in the Wrigley Field bullpen, and now I was getting ready for a soft seat, but a hot one, in the commissioner's office. And when it was all over, I finished the season with the Giants and then was returned to the Cubs' voluntary retired list and started out on the trail that's led me to this monitor microphone. But the point of this story was something Commissioner Frick said when that hearing began. He told the representatives of the two ball clubs, "Gentlemen, let's get one thing straight. Your conflicting stories are not the important things here. Our first consideration is to see that we reach a decision that is best for this young man and his family." And that's the way he handled things, too. Well, a week ago today, Ford C. Frick was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. I would like you to know, and him to know, how happy that made me.
You're not a dream. You're not an angel. I'm not a king, I'm a man. Take my hand. We'll make a space in the life that we planned. And he will stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart. And play at the start like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came. And here you'll stay until it's time for you to go. it's time for you to go.
Neil Diamond on monitor. Later today, hear a special program, The State of the Nation, a Democratic view of the priorities of the 70s. Produced by Democratic congressional leaders, this special one-hour program will be heard at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight on NBC Radio. Mancini's orchestra with a brand new one, the theme from the film Z. And now if it's in the latest national and worldwide information you're after, you're in the right spot.
World news and late information, next on this monitor station. World news and late information, next on this monitor station.
Stay tuned and stay with it. This is Joe Garagiola.